In August this year, it became clear that the number of people with cholera in Haiti was actually bigger than it had been last year. And when we examined to find out what was going on, we observed that because of shortages of funding, the number of teams of people who could respond rapidly when individuals were reported to have cholera-type symptoms had really dropped from the normal number of about 70 to around 30. And the result is that you can't respond quickly to a person who's sick, and that means you get more people in the vicinity of the sick person also being ill with diarrheal disease and probably with cholera. And so the first thing that was done as soon as we were looking at this situation in August was to find some cash to borrow internally to get the resources needed to increase the number of rapid response teams. And the result is that the majority of people who are reported as being sick can now get treated within 48 hours of their illness being reported, despite having a great hurricane come in the middle of the last few weeks. We've actually seen the number of cases falling.
Another big event that happened in the last month was the cholera vaccination campaign, which reached 729,000 people in roughly less than 2 weeks. Were you impressed by how the Haitian health workers completed this campaign, considering the logistical challenges that they faced so soon after the devastating hurricane?
As soon as the hurricane hit Haiti, we became extremely concerned that there would be an upsurge in the number of people sick with cholera. And the reason for this was that the hurricane led to damage of whatever sanitary facilities there were and leakage of sewage into the places from which people obtained their drinking water. So we really intensified the response. Very quickly after the hurricane, 1 million doses of vaccine were mobilized and more than 700,000 were administered by health personnel across the hurricane-affected area of Haiti. Brilliantly done. Finding people who were often in very difficult circumstances, isolated places, but they were vaccinated and vaccinated well. And we believe that this has been one of the factors that's contributed to a big reduction in the incidence. And we're looking for more vaccine now so we can actually vaccinate everybody in the country, ideally with two doses.
Do these two efforts demonstrate that if the United Nations and the Haitian authorities receive the funds they need, can they succeed in their fight against cholera?
Everything that we're seeing in the current period convinces us that a well-organized, rapid cholera response capacity can greatly reduce the number of cases of the disease. We're now seeing levels below what they were last year and the year before. And the way that's done is through having finance. You can't run an effective cholera response without dependable cash. Otherwise, you have to lay off staff. Otherwise, you have to cope with inadequate resources and facilities. But if you've got dependable financing, and it doesn't have to be a lot, you can then provide the five different inputs necessary for controlling an outbreak. Rapid response, effective treatment, vaccination, chlorination of water supplies, and really strong public education and involvement. Now, with the limited resources we've been able to mobilize, we borrowed internally to do it, we've been able to get improvements. But I want enough cash in the bank so that we can be sure of being able to have this response capacity right through into 2018. Then we can really get this outbreak right down, numbers really small. And then if we combine it with water supplies and sanitation for every Haitian, cholera will go.